Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 17 degrees, Joburg a maximum of 13 and Mbombela 22.
In Randburg on the A1 southbound, a collision before Malibongwe Drive, it's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, 14-year-old Vaibhav Suryavashini impresses again in the IPL as Rajasthan Royals defeat the Chennai Super Kings, and the draw for the French Open will be concluded tomorrow. That's the second tennis major of the year.
South Africa gears up for a significant day in the country's history. President Cyril Ramaphosa will head to the White House for a high-stakes trade meeting with US President Donald Trump.
Well, we are a sovereign country and we are a very proud nation, and we preserve our sovereignty and we will always do what is best for South Africans.
Ramaphosa said yesterday he does not plan to bow to pressure in order to make trade deals. America is South Africa's second largest trading partner after China. The presidency has called this a meeting to reset South Africa's trade, but also diplomatic relationship with the USA that's hit an all-time low. Trump is expected to greet Ramaphosa at the White House at 5:30 p.m. our time. Meanwhile, back home, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will retable the national budget in Parliament from 2 p.m. Minerals Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe, who is also acting president this week, says the absence of both Ramaphosa and his deputy Paul Mashatile from the budget speech does not diminish the budget. Mashatile is leading another delegation on a working visit in France. Economist Azar Jamin says after the scrapping of controversial plans to raise VAT, it should not be that difficult for government to make up that budget shortfall.
To make savings of 25 billion rand a year is equivalent to making savings on just under 1% of government spending.
Prior to the budget, Statistics South Africa will also announce inflation data for the month of April. That's due to be released later this morning. The rand has strengthened further this morning ahead of all these economic developments expected today. The local currency is now reaching its strongest levels in a year. A dollar is currently trading at 17 rand 88. In other news, seven teenage girls are expected back in the Johannesburg Magistrates Court today for the finalisation of the preliminary inquiry. The teenagers between the ages of 13 and 14 were arrested on charges that they assaulted another teenage girl in Yeovil in Johannesburg earlier this month. Videos showing the assault went viral on social media earlier this week. While the cold front blankets the interior, some areas of Centurion are without electricity. The city of Tshwane said last night that it was not clear yet exactly how long it will take to fully restore power after yesterday's fire at the Zwartkop substation. The Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs has meanwhile cautioned the public against leaving unattended heating devices that could lead to devastating fires.
Avoid unnecessary travel during adverse weather. Secure outside items susceptible to wind damage. Stay indoors where possible. Follow verified updates from the South African Weather Service.
And we end the bulletin with the story of the day. The president preparing for talks with Trump. What can Ramaphosa do to break the ice?
I also don't like to be beaten on the golf course, so I play golf like he does. So maybe one day we'll have a good round of golf.
More about the president's visit in America, it's at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus die uur. President Ramaphosa sê hy sal nie die land uitverkoop om handelstransaksies met Amerika se president Trump aan te gaan nie.
Right. Good job. Think about a little icebreaker. So how about that golf game?
And with that, reports that maybe Ernie Els is in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
That'll impress people.
Mm-hmm. Golf,
I mean, he's an American legend as well. Americans know him, the Big Easy.
Yeah.
I'm sure Donald Trump can roll out a little putt-putt green thingy, mm-hmm, there, Matt. Don't they have those mats with the thingy, the flag?
Putt-putt, yes. And now for a game of putt-putt. And you're on.